Hello, dear friends. Welcome to Achieving Inner Freedom, 21 Day Challenge for Having a Flexible Mind That Can Reinvent Your World. I am so thrilled to embark on this journey with you, to walk hand in hand, mind in mind, toward this precious state of true inner freedom. This focused challenge is not designed to help you simply learn about inner freedom, but to turn it into a tangible living reality, something you feel, experience, and apply in your daily life. To start day one, I'd like to share a beautiful story from the world of Zen. Some of you may have heard it before, but it's the perfect story to illustrate what we're about to embark on in these 21 days. It's the story of the overfilled teacup. Once there was a learned scholar named Tokusan, and he approached the wise Zen master Ryutan, eager to gain more knowledge about Zen. Tokusan was full of pride in his vast learning and expertise, and he obviously expected to engage in a deep philosophical conversation. Ryutan offered Tokusan tea, and as he poured tea into Tokusan's cup, he kept pouring even after the cup was full. The tea spilled over the cup and onto the table. Tokusan was shocked and he exclaimed, "Stop! The cup is full. It can't hold any more tea." And pay attention to the Zen master's reply. He said, "Exactly. Your mind is like this cup, full of ideas, opinions, and knowledge. How can I teach you anything if there's no room left? You must first empty your cup." So, this story beautifully illustrates how our minds, like that overfilled cup, can become too full of fixed beliefs and rigid patterns to receive new insights. When we are certain that we know everything, or when we cling tightly to our existing perspectives, we leave no room for growth, change, or flexibility. On the other hand, mental flexibility, like the act of emptying the cup, involves making space for new perspectives, ideas, and ways of thinking. Just as the scholar had to let go of his assumptions to learn something new, we must be willing to release our rigid beliefs and mental barriers to cultivate an open, adaptable mind. This story tells us a lot about the journey ahead, but it also encourages you to approach the next 21 days with curiosity and an empty mind, to be ready to receive new perspectives and experiences. Visualize for a moment how shedding rigid thoughts allows room for new growth and transformation. So, what is our goal for these 21 days? It's about achieving a deep sense of inner freedom. And our key to this freedom is growing a flexible mind. When you have inner freedom, you can truly reinvent your world. That sounds ambitious, right? But let's break it down by explaining what a flexible mind is, what inner freedom is, and what it means to reinvent your world. So, first of all, what is a flexible mind? When we hear about mental flexibility, we often think about being open to new experiences or embracing change. But my idea of a flexible mind goes much deeper than that. The flexible mind is a mind that never gets stuck. It never stops in fixed identities, stories, or views. It is fluid, able to constantly leave things behind and move forward. It's not too stuffed with knowledge, opinions, and past experiences to change, learn, and discover. It is free to move, to shift perspectives and identities. It is the opposite of the rigid mind that already has a fixed final form, practically unmovable and unchangeable. Don't worry, we'll dive into the rigid mind tomorrow. The beautiful thing is that flexibility is actually the natural state of your mind. In a sense, all you need to do is get rid of that rigid mind, to unlearn rather than learn. When we truly understand what a flexible mind is, we begin to see why having this kind of mind is crucial. It's essential for healing, for breakthroughs in meditation, and for creatively changing our lives. I encourage you today to take the flexible mind quiz, or if you've already done it, revisit it with a deeper awareness. So, what is inner freedom? Inner freedom is this amazing feeling of having no limits, no closing walls within your mind. People often search for freedom in their external circumstances, but real freedom starts within. And here's the thing, we are the ones who block this freedom by creating walls inside our minds. These walls are made of unexamined beliefs, fixed ideas, and mental habits. Things like, no, that's impossible, or I can't do it, or yes, but I already know all about that. A flexible mind and inner freedom are deeply connected. When you have a flexible mind, you've found the way to true inner freedom. And only when you have inner freedom are you able to reinvent your world. Without freedom, there's not enough space to create or move forward. When we're stuck in our mental walls, life just repeats itself over and over like a loop. The future is shaped by the past, and there's no room for something new to emerge. We all know that minds create realities, right? That's not some mystical concept. It's simply how life works. We shape our world according to our ideas and worldviews. Without inner freedom, our lives are destined to repeat the same patterns. Our possibilities narrow, and everything becomes predetermined. So, how are we going to break through these walls? Well, we have three stages ahead in this challenge. The first 7-day cycle is about getting to know your natural flexibility. We'll explore how the mind becomes rigid, but also how it can easily shift and return to its flexible state. The second 7-day cycle is about flexing that muscle. We're going to stretch our mental muscles just like we would stretch our bodies in yoga or Pilates, learning to enjoy the reality of a wide, open, flexible mind. And the final 7-day cycle is about reinventing your world. This is where we will change our mental habits in real life, in the way we act and react moment by moment. It's also where we will create a new vision for our life, one that's aligned with the expansive possibilities of a limitless mind. So first we break and then we build. Now, how this works? Each day you will receive a fresh recording like this one with a mix of theory and guided practice. Along with the recordings, you will get a home practice and often a real-life action to try. Just following these recordings daily will help you a great deal, but you will find even more success if you embrace the practices and actions fully. Now, let's move into a brief visualization to begin breaking down those mental walls.